This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, another great day in Trump land, and I mean a great day. So many good things going on, I can't contain myself. Too much to talk about in a three-hour show. I'm rooting for expansion of 6 hours a day. Some days I'm just kidding around. Chris O'Sullivan in my ear is going, what? What? I'm not working 6 hours in a row. Some days I need 6 hours, Chris. I'm just lobbying occasionally when I need to. I should be able to expand to 6 hours. Lots of good things happening. I can't tell you half the things happening in my life yet, but soon going to be some big, big announcements, some great things. I've got my big project to raise money for the wall. I'm hoping I can raise hundreds of millions, maybe even $1 billion for the wall, and I'll be making that announcement within days. We have lots to talk about with added radio station affiliates coming soon. My TV show's exploding on Newsmax TV. Lots going on, and it's all because I tied my life to Donald Trump, you know? Trump's approval rating hits a two-year high. President Trump's approval rating has soared to its highest level in 2 years, according to the latest Harvard Caps Harris Poll survey. Fueled by voter optimism about the economy, the survey found 48% of respondents approve of the job Trump is doing, up from 45% in March. That said, 52% said they disapprove. Big deal. Still better than Obama. Last time Trump's approval rating hit 48% was June of 17. Trump is getting a lift from the economy with a record 62% approving of his approach to employment, 59% approving of his handling of the economy. All good news. People's views on the economy are gradually pushing Trump's numbers up, and his actions on other issues like China and immigration are neutral to positive. Every point of increase in this range of 45 to 50 improves the possibility of re-election. The Caps Harris poll survey, which includes 1,295 registered voters, an average of polls tracked by Real Clear Politics, blah, 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 blah. Gallup showed Trump's approval rating jumped from 39% in March to 46% in April. In any case, good news for President Trump. The polls that matter to me show Trump is doing fantastic. And remember, most of these polls are kind of fixed anyway because they poll everybody with a heartbeat, with a pulse, as opposed to only likely voters. Before I get to my commentary, I just want to read you what I think is the biggest news of the day. Attorney General Barr sends a warning to the deep state in a blunt CBS interview. Government interference in elections is as bad as foreign interference in elections. And I've said all along, there was Google interference, there was Silicon Valley interference, there was massive government interference, there was Russian interference by the Democrats, and there was Mexican interference and Central American interference. They're sending bodies, physical bodies, to vote against the GOP and Donald Trump. What do you call that? What do you call that versus Russia supposedly spending $100,000 on Google ads? What do you call sending millions of bodies illegally into the United States to vote Democrat? That's the interference you should be watching. And government interference with your finger on the, my dad was a butcher, right? I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. With your finger on the scale. You know, hey, here's my father. It's a 10-pound, it's a 10-ounce steak. Let me put my thumb on the scale and make it a 16-ounce steak. And by the end of the day, I've made myself an extra $500. Thank God he never did that. This is what the Democrats have been doing for all these years. And the media, massive media interference. What's it worth when the media has $4 billion worth of negative against you? So stop worrying about Russian interference. In any case, my new commentary is out, Trump the Roadrunner versus Wiley E. Coyote Democrats. The Trump Demo, and this will be out on Sunday's Las Vegas Review-Journal and syndicated nationwide by Creator Syndicate. Hopefully a newspaper near you. The Trump Democrat Roadrunner versus Wiley E. Coyote dance continues. Poor Democrats. They are Wiley E. Coyote. They never win. Roadrunner is always right within their grasp, and then he gets away again, and their hopes are dashed. Don't look now, but Trump, the Roadrunner, just got away again. I'm talking about Robert Mueller's preposterous final retirement statement. For all intents and purposes, Mueller announced Trump may be guilty, even though he had no way to prove it. He basically dared Democrats to ignore the lack of evidence and impeach Trump. You know what that makes Trump? Innocent, all caps, innocent, by any and every measurement, innocent, because in this country, if you can't be proven guilty in a court of law, you are innocent, 100% innocent. Don't take my word for it. Ask Alan Dershowitz, Harvard law professor emeritus, and perhaps the most brilliant lawyer and legal scholar ever. He's also a lifelong liberal Democrat who supported Hillary Clinton and said so on my national radio and TV shows in multiple appearances. Liberal Democrat Dershowitz called Mueller's statement more irresponsible than fired FBI Director James Comey's exoneration of Hillary Clinton. Dershowitz continued, quote, until today, I've defended Mueller. I have now changed my mind. By putting his thumb, indeed his elbow, on the scale of justice in favor of impeachment, Mueller has revealed his partisan bias. He has also distorted the role of a prosecutor in our justice system. Dershowitz closed with, shame on Mueller for abusing his position of trust and for allowing himself to be used for partisan advantage. So why did Mueller do it? First, I believe he clearly is a partisan political hack. Why else did he brazenly investigate Trump with 19 partisan Democratic prosecutors, almost all of whom were large political donors to either Hillary, Obama, or both? That's not just a sham, as Dershowitz called it. It's a, not just a shame, as Dershowitz called it. It's a sham. Second, Mueller himself is worried about his future freedom. He needs all the friends he can get in the Democratic Party to shield him from criminal investigations and eventually prosecutions. Mueller led a witch hunt and could very well be charged for his crooked part in this treasonous coup. This was his gift to Democrats, who he expects to protect him now. Third, Democrats desperately need a Mueller to double down, because at this point, it's either Trump or them. They have to keep screaming about Trump's crimes to cover up their own. Fourth, this is about politics. Democrat professor and election modeler Alan Lichtman of American University reported days ago that Trump cannot be beaten in 2020 based on his 13-part election model. So he said Democrats have only one option if they were to stop him, impeach him. And finally, I believe Mueller's final statement simply provided Democrats with talking points for the 2020 election. Democrats can't run on policy. Most of their radical agenda is hated and mocked by a majority of American-born voters. Pick your poison. Abortion after birth, open borders, sanctuary cities, much higher taxes to save us from climate change, hate speech towards Jews in Israel, allowing transgenders to play sports with girls. They can't run on any of that. Democrats desperately needed to keep ranting and raving about impeachment, to keep MSNBC and CNN's ratings from collapsing, and to fire up their base of radical lunatics with Trump derangement syndrome. Mueller's final statement gave them something to talk about for the next 18 months until the 2020 election. Now, Congressman Brad Sherman, thank you, Brad, made me look very smart on Thursday. He admitted in an MSNBC interview, impeachment is the only thing I can get on TV to talk about. Indeed. We all know the Clinton Foundation is a pay-for-play piggy bank for the entire Democrat Party. Pelosi and Schumer should demand the corrupt Clinton Foundation place $20 million in a Cayman bank account for Robert Mueller. He certainly earned it. Just think about this for a minute, folks. That's my commentary coming out on Sunday in the Las Vegas Review-Journal and newspapers around the country. Just think about this for a moment. What would Trump's approval rating be if there was no Mueller? If there had never been an investigation, can you even imagine how high Trump's approval rating would be? 58%? 60%? Would he be at 65%? Could be. Could be, because he's pretty damn popular for a guy who's been called a criminal for 2 years. Kind of amazing. So that's my commentary that's coming out. And some more interesting news. President Trump, of course, we talked about this late in the show yesterday, hits Mexico with 5% tariffs over a record illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. And Trump declares he will increase the tariffs on Mexico until illegal immigration is remedied, and eventually they could go as high as 25%. Basically, put the entire Mexico out of business. You know, it would be like, have a nice life, sayonara. And that was quick, moments after Trump did it. It's the next day now, and Mexico's president begs Trump for a Friday meeting about the just-announced tariffs. Mexico's already been brought to their knees in 5 minutes. And by the way, here's why you've got to bring Mexico to their knees. Nearly 9 in 10 illegal aliens recently released into the U.S. are not showing up at court hearings. Nearly 9 in 10. They're not mentioning also that 9 in 10 are taking government handouts. And how about this one? Breaking Ebola concerns in Texas after illegals from Congo crossed the border into the United States. Folks, you have no idea how bad this could get. You have no idea. Let a few people come across the border with Ebola and watch Americans bleed to death. A horrible, awful death where blood comes out of your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your you-know-what down below. Blood comes out of every pore and every hole and every opening in your body, and you bleed to death while you're choking on blood. We don't have medieval diseases like that in the United States of America, you know? We're a little worried about herpes at these kids' festivals. What's that called? EDC, Electric Daisy Carnival in Vegas? I think they had 250 cases of herpes a day for 4 days. That's about the most you worry about in the United States of America, in a modern country. But we don't worry about medieval diseases. Guess what? You want your kids to wake up with tuberculosis, never walk again? You want to wake up with Ebola and start bleeding from every orifice in your body? Go ahead, leave the border open. Let the Democrats ruin our country. And they ruin it in so many different ways, right? Insane. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio wants to triple the number of teens released from jail without bail. He wants to. He said this. It's not like this is a headline about him and they're making it up. De Blasio said he wants to triple the number of teens who are released from New York City jails without having to pay bail. And I hear the music. When we get back, I'll have the story of New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, who, because of New York's barbaric, ridiculous love criminal laws, is about to put out on parole one of the most vicious murderers you'll ever meet. I'm going to talk about that when we get back. These Democrats are sick in the head. They're insane. They're mentally ill. They have Trump derangement syndrome. They love illegal aliens. They love murderers. They love rapists. They want them all to vote. They want them hanging out with your kids in school. They want transgenders to go in class with your kids, in locker rooms with your kids. They want transgenders to compete in your girls' softball league and win to set the all-time record for home runs. Whole thing's ridiculous. Oh, and don't forget, we got to pay for the transgender operations, $150,000. When we get back, Andrew Cuomo and a vicious murderer about to get out. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground-floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now, USA Radio, hour number three. We're changing our name in hour number three because it's our national TV show. It's going to be called Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, because that's what I do. No one else on TV, 5 hours a week, an hour every night, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, prime time, an hour a night, 5 days a week. I rant and I rave and I'm raw and I'm unfiltered, and I tell you my raw reaction to everything in the news without worrying about who I offend. I just tell the truth. Nobody's ever done that since Morton Downey Jr. That was probably the last guy on a TV show that actually was raw and unfiltered and told the truth. You got to be excited about Trump's approval rating. It hits a two-year high in a poll conducted by Harvard University. Harvard caps Harris poll survey, highest in 2 years. And I hope you were with us in the first segment, enjoyed my commentary, Trump the roadrunner versus Wiley E. Coyote Democrats, because it's a very apt description. So Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. In the world-famous war room, deep inside Wayne Manor, in the country I call Trump Land, this is War. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, America first, America second, America forever, capitalist evangelist. I love what this country did for me, this son of a butcher, and I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, founded and operated by the great Edward Stolz.
and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and the great Fred Weinberg. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, meaning they're a stock, and you could buy it if you like their story. You may want to profit with them. Check them out. It's up to you to decide. Do your research. Go to FordhamResources.com. F-O-R-T-E-M Resources.com. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. We love taking your calls all 3 hours, but especially the last hour on Newsmax TV, where the phones are jammed with callers from all over the country. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Root for America is my website, because that's what I do all day. I root for America. WayneRoot@gmail.com is how you reach me. Love to hear from you. And you can find me at Twitter, at RealWayneRoot. All right, so I told you I was going to tell you about Andrew Cuomo releasing this horrible, horrible killer. Paula Bohevsky, an aspiring actress and high school honor student, was the person murdered. New York State lawmakers are calling on Governor Cuomo to block the release of a man convicted in the 1980 murder of a 16-year-old girl in a crime so depraved it stunned law enforcement and shook a close-knit community to its core. Paula Bohevsky, an aspiring actress and high school honor student, was beaten, sexually assaulted, and stabbed to death as she walked home from a local library in the quiet hamlet of Pearl River, New York, a village 40 miles north of New York City. I know it well. I grew up in Westchester. That's Rockland County, right up the street from me, right up the river, the Hudson River from me. A jury convicted Richard LaBarbera and Robert McCain of second-degree murder in 1981. The two men were sentenced to 25 years to life in prison. On Wednesday, a parole board of Cuomo appointees informed Bohevsky's family LaBarbera will be released in July, a move that shocked victim advocates, state lawmakers, and the girl's mother, who said in a statement, "It's all about the state's decision to reduce the prison population." LaBarbera, 66, who was out on parole for a drug-related offense at the time of the killing, has never claimed responsibility, a common prerequisite before a criminal is released. Neither has McCain, 58, who goes before the same parole board in June. Both of these killers never expressed remorse, regret, shame, or accepted responsibility for this beastly crime, said John Murphy, a former longtime Rockland County legislator. His children attended school with Bohevsky at Pearl River High School. It was an appalling, animalistic act. He founded a nonprofit group called Petition for Paula more than a decade ago. Every 2 years, the charity collects thousands of signatures to present to the parole board in opposition to the men's release, and now they're going to be released. Can you imagine this? Ed Day, a Rockland County executive, echoed calls for Cuomo to intervene. The governor should immediately rescind the decision of the parole board, said Day, who served with the New York City Police Department for 25 years before becoming an executive in Rockland County. "One of the most heinous crimes I've ever known about, and I dealt with some pretty bad ones," Day said. "Given the depravity and cruelty of this crime, I was shocked that LaBarbera was paroled." The details of the murder are disgusting. Believing that Bohevsky was dead, LaBarbera tried to sodomize the child. When she stirred, to his surprise, he stabbed her with a knife 5 times in the back, killing her. She fought them to her death. What a terrible thing. They dragged her behind a house. They attempted to rape her. When the girl fought back, he crushed her skull with a chunk of pavement. Wow. These are the most horrible people you can imagine. What are they doing out on parole? How do you allow this? See, this is why I'm for the death penalty. It doesn't even matter to me if the death penalty doesn't prevent murder. I know it does. It absolutely does. It scares the hell out of murderers. And if you murder someone, you get the death penalty. You can never murder anyone ever again, now can you? No one I know of has ever come back. For that reason alone, death penalty, baby.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence weighing in on the U.S.-China trade war, which is rattling markets and investors. The vice president telling Fox Business President Trump will continue to stand firm until China embraces and resets the trade relationship.
He believes for far too long we've tolerated trading relationships that are much more of a one-way street for the United States. We see nations that have broad access to our marketplace and give us limited access to their marketplace, and those days are really over.
President Trump's job approval rating is the highest it's been in 2 years, boosted by voter optimism about the economy. That's according to the latest Harvard Caps Harris poll survey. The survey found that 48% approve of the job the president is doing, compared with 52% who say they disapprove. That's up from 45% in March. Friday, the president and first lady will attend a reception to honor Gold Star families. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we'll have so many more stories during this show. Chicago prosecutors asked cops to stop investigating Jussie Smollett. What was that about? New York City trying to liberate teachers from whiteness. That's an interesting one. Geraldo Rivera dropped a bomb today. He says Attorney General Barr should have Comey, Clapper, and Brennan quaking in their boots. They're all going to get indicted. And Representative Collins, Congressman Collins, identifies Peter Strzok as the top deep state official who leaked classified documents to the media, and the DOJ declined to prosecute. I told you yesterday that the Inspector General Horowitz put out a report yesterday that got completely overshadowed by the whole Mueller thing, or maybe it was 2 days ago, by the whole Mueller final statement, and that he said in that report that there was a FBI official who leaked classified documents to the media, and he couldn't believe the DOJ declined to prosecute. They're identifying him now as Peter Strzok. No surprise there. I also want to mention very quickly the sponsor of this segment of the show that we'll get to our guest, Liz Peek, who's waiting patiently. VRAinsider.com, an oldie but a goodie. Kip Herridge has been with me since the first day I started on radio 3.5 years ago. Kip's been with me kind of on and off, and he's back again, sponsoring our national radio show. The three most important letters you'll ever need to know, VRA, VRA, VRA. Kip Herridge runs VRA. It's an investment newsletter, but not just any investment newsletter. It's the best in the country, in my opinion. I've known Kip for almost 20 years, and he is fantastic at picking stock winners. I give Kip my highest endorsement. He spent 32 years in the investment industry at the highest levels of Wall Street, and then he left to found his own VRA in 2003, and he's beaten Wall Street 15 out of those 16 years. Wow. 15 out of 16. That's a record no one could beat. And he didn't just beat Wall Street. He beat him like a drum. Here's the big news. Only for my fans at USA Radio, Kip is offering a free 2-week membership to VRA. So go there now. Your risk is zero. If you're listening to me on USA Radio nationwide, you get 2 weeks free of his VRA newsletter. You have nothing to lose. Risk is zero. Get your free 2-week membership. That's VRAinsider.com. Try Kip out for 2 weeks for free, and you'll become a client for life. What are you waiting for? VRAinsider.com. All right, we've got our guest, Liz Peek, with us. She is a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is LizPeek.com, as in P-E-E-K, and Liz as in L-I-Z-P-E-E-K, LizPeek.com. Liz, great to have you on the show again.
Thank you. I'm delighted to join you.
So what do you think about Trump hitting Mexico with this 5% tariff? I love it, but I just am always shocked how big business freaks out when we try and do anything good for America and American workers. I saw the Chamber of Commerce is getting ready to file a lawsuit to try and block it. What's your thoughts?
Okay, so I have been totally on board with the president's confrontation with China. I think that the wrongs that he has accused China of are completely correct, and that's been going on for at least 2 decades, and it's high time that we pushed back. And using tariffs to do that, I think it makes sense, and it has been so far not an enormous weight on our economy.
Not at all.
I mean, it really, thankfully, I think the Chinese exporters swallowed a lot of the tariffs to begin with. I think now, as the number has gone up substantially, we're going to see more impact in terms of higher prices. But okay, I think it's worth it. I think we need to do something to rein in China's militarism and mercantilism, and I think that's a reasonable course of action. I am not in favor of the tariffs with Mexico. And the reason the Chamber of Commerce and other American business organizations are upset is that Mexico is an integral part of our supply chain. That is to say, we can't make a car, almost any car, without products coming out of Mexico. The companies that will be hurt in China mainly are Chinese companies. The companies that will be hurt by tariffs on Mexico will be mainly American companies, and the prices that go up are going to be paid by American consumers. I just don't – look, I get it. I think the president is unbelievably frustrated with this horrid invasion is the word he has used, but this unregulated and unending flow of undocumented people across our border, it's abhorrent, and I think all of Americans should be offended by this. There has got to be a better way to deal with it, and there is, and it calls upon Congress to change our asylum laws and possibly also the president and the administration to do a deal with Mexico to keep these people on their side of the border until they're processed. I think there are better ways of going about this. And here's the other thing. I don't mean to make this into a soliloquy, but the other thing is that I am very optimistic about the USMCA. I think that's a significant improvement over the 1994 NAFTA deal. It's very good for farmers, particularly dairy farmers who have been really kind of shut out of some Canadian markets. It's very good for workers. This is a huge trade pact. It needs to get done. I cannot imagine a worse way of going about getting it done than basically unilaterally levying these tariffs on Mexico.
All right, so let me give you my response to a very long, yeah, but very, very good argument. Look, I disagree with you. First time I've probably ever disagreed with you, Liz. You've been on the show. We're always on the same team. We're allowed to disagree once in a while. I don't disagree with you at all that this is not good and it's bad for business. Where I disagree with you is I think it's all going to be gone in a month or less. This isn't like China. Mexico will be so quick. The president already has for a meeting today with Trump. They're hysterical. They know we could bring their whole country down to its knees. So all I'm saying to you is I know these things can get out of hand quickly. I know it could turn into a problem. But for the moment, it's a quick threat to get them to just put some Mexican troops on the border. And I think they'll negotiate with Trump, and this will all be over in a week. Not even a month. Well, I think a week. Maybe today, if the president comes over today to meet with us. I don't know if he's coming to Trump today. I know he asked for a meeting today. So, it's
like
that easy.
I am cheered by that. I totally agree that their response, their very quick response, indicates that they want to solve this lickety split. I think the problem is, though, first of all, to be honest, I think the country is weary of all these sort of surprises and confrontations and battles that are being picked with everyone. Again, the whole country, just about the entire country, is on board with this China situation. You know, we're also trying to negotiate trade deals with Japan, South Korea, and the EU. All of those the people on the other side of the table in those negotiations are looking at this and saying, the guy's erratic. I mean, he kind of pulls this out of a hat because he's frustrated, because we have an unruly situation at our border, which is truly criminal. I mean, I really am totally on board with the idea we have to have a fix for this. Grassley, I think, kind of suggested there are two different realms here. One is trade and business policy, and one is our border policy and immigration, and I really do think the two should be kept separate. So I do disagree with you, but I hear you. Let's hope that there's a quick ending to it.
And I think there will be. Mexico can't take it. We'd bring them to their knees in 5 minutes, whereas China, you know, I don't think China can take it either, but they can take it longer than Mexico can. So I think China's got to fight back in the beginning, but in the end, they're going to capitulate too. But you know what I think drives all this? And again, you might say, Wayne, you're just guessing, and I am just guessing. But I've gotten many letters from border agents and sheriffs who tell me I'm right. So here's what I'm guessing, Liz. I believe the problem at the border is that the Mexican drug cartel brings in between 500 and 600 billion a year. Not million, billion a year with human trafficking and drug trafficking. And I think they've paid off a lot of Democratic politicians, and I know they've paid off a lot of Mexican leaders to make sure that the border stays open and the drugs and the humans keep going across it. So Trump is saying, you know what? Let's fight back. We got to fight back. Because how are you going to fight the billions in money they must be paying in Cayman bank accounts to politicians on both sides of the border to keep the border open? Well, you got to fight fire with fire, man. That's my opinion. I think that's what's going on. And I think I'm right.
Yeah, I don't know the extent of it. I know that there's corruption, obviously, and that there is human trafficking and drugs and all the rest of that stuff. It doesn't even matter. The thing has to, we do not have a country if we don't have a border. And I believe that, absolutely.
So how would you bring Mexico to their knees? That would be my question. What would you do besides what Trump's doing?
I think the answer is we were in negotiations with Mexico on two fronts. One, making sure they protected their southern border, which would basically stem this flow of immigrants. And secondly, arranging for asylum hearings to be taking place in Mexico. And I think both those things are quite reasonable. We can lean on them in ways other than charging American consumers 5% more on everything that we buy out of Mexico. That's not the way to go about it, in my view.
All right.
And, I mean, there's a million treaties we have in Mexico, all kinds of things remittances can be cut off. I don't know. You
yeah,
name
they,
it.
They've never listened. Look, I never said this should be what we should do. I've always said, what were the two things I recommended to Trump? I wrote a column. I sent it right to Trump. I know it got in his hands. Number one, I said, you know, in New York. I live here in Vegas now, but I was born and raised in New York. I think you're in New York, too, right, Liz? Yes?
I am, yeah.
New York has these crazy fees to cross a lousy bridge, like the Verrazano Bridge. Isn't it like $19 to cross the Verrazano Bridge? So why don't we just charge tolls to cross into, you know, in other words, that's the way to raise money for the wall, charge tolls on the wall. Why don't we fight remittances, you know, put tax on remittances? Why don't we stop the $300 million a year we're giving military aid to Mexico until they do something about the border? I mean, there's a lot of different ways,
exactly.
And I outlined a bunch of them. But in any case, I think this one will bring them quickly to their senses, if not their knees. So maybe we'll see if it all works out okay. But look, you and I are always on the same team, 99 out of 100 times. So let's talk about your column. Democrats push us along the road to socialism with fake fixes based on fake facts. Hey, Liz, can you hang through the break? We'll go over your column in the second segment.
Sure.
Okay, so hang in there. We got one more segment to go in this hour. We'll take Liz in her return visit. I don't ask too many guests to return on the next segment, so you get a return. You don't get the X they give you on America Loves Talent. I don't give you the You get to stay for another segment, so don't go anywhere. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. And by the way, I got a great email from a fan. He says, Governor, there's a headline out, Governor Gavin Newsom welcomes women seeking an abortion to come to California. And he says, typical liberal, can't wait to kill babies, invites you in to kill more babies, but saves the killers on death row. Isn't that true? Think about Andrew Cuomo and this crazy guy who killed this beautiful 16-year-old girl, and he just paroled him. They love the killers. Crazy.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Summer is just about here, and you know you're trying to get in shape. There's nothing more key to getting in shape and recovering from your workouts than getting deep restorative sleep. And the best way to get it is with MyPillow. Now, the offer we have right now is one of the best you've ever seen. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for just $69.98, $34.99. per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV, and better than you'll find in almost any store. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special to get two MyPillow premium pillows for $34.95 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered. Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 to get this great offer, a great night's sleep just in time for summer with MyPillow.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
War now!
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. You know, I happen to be white, I happen to be Jewish, I happen to be from New York, so this article caught my attention. I'm going to get right to Liz Peek, but I just want to mention I'll be talking about this to start the second hour of the show. Implicit bias training. New York City's public school educators have been told to focus on black children over white ones, even if the black ones are middle class or rich and the white ones are poor. And one Jewish superintendent who described her family's Holocaust tragedy was scolded and humiliated. You can't have a tragedy if you're white and Jewish. You can only have it if you're black. This is what's going on in America today. This is what's happening in our schools today. It's disgusting and it is racist. It's just as racist for a black person to hate white people as it is for a white person to hate black people. So I don't know what the hell they're going on in the New York City school systems, but you're not raising kids that can ever compete in the real world. No one's going to come from that training and have any success in the real world. Then when they have no success, they'll say, see, I'm black. The white man held me back. No, you weren't taught anything in school that ever helped you be successful. You were taught to be a victim. The sponsor for this segment of the show, by the way, is Liberty HealthShare. Speaking of victims, if you have a problem with your health care, you don't want to be a victim. And this is my third year with Liberty Health Share. I saved $18,000 year one, $18,000 year two, $18,000 year three. Add it up, that's $54,000. Anybody out there doesn't need an extra $54,000? They were fabulous to me when I had kidney stones. They took care of the whole operation. They negotiated with the hospital, and they took care of everything except my deductible, which was low. It starts at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. This is the best way health care can possibly be delivered. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-585-4237. Tell them Wayne Root sent you, or go to lightyourliberty.com. All right, we're back with Liz Peek, who had a column at FoxNews.com saying Democrats push us along the road to socialism with fake fixes based on fake facts. Tell us what you mean, Liz Peek.
Well, look, all the Democrats running for president are basically trying to tell the American people that our system of government, our economy, does not work for everybody, that opportunity doesn't exist for everybody, et cetera. And the way they go about making their case is talking about things like the gender gap, the pay gap, that presumably that women are being paid 20% less than men, and they use bogus statistics to make their case. And I'm just offended by that. The old expression about you're entitled to your view, but not your own facts. The truth is Democrats on so many issues, whether it's retirement savings, claiming that seniors don't have any money to retire on, or that women make so much less than men. All these issues are sensible. They're things we should be looking at, but they've always taken studies. And you know, this is also true about the minimum wage, that really basically that undermine their case, and they just ignore them. So it's a shame, because we are the capitalist, the free enterprise system in America is the most productive, egalitarian system in the world. It has produced more wealth than any other country in the world or any other system in the world. And to constantly denounce it and undermine it, as every single Democrat is doing, based on facts and figures that just really don't add up, is offensive. And probably the worst argument is the whole thing about income inequality. If you remember, that got going with a book by a fellow named Thomas Piketty. And from the beginning, people like the Financial Times of London, a very liberal organization, went through the numbers and said, he's simply wrong. I've read the studies that show that that book is simply not accurate, because he doesn't include, when he's looking at poor people income in America, all the benefits and the transfer payments and all the things that basically raise the income for people on the lower end of our income spectrum. So when he talks about the gap between rich and poor, the gap is wildly exaggerated if you do not take into account the hundreds of billions of dollars that we spend to, in fact, alleviate that gap. So, you know, this is a tragedy, honestly, because young people are very caught up in these arguments. They tend to believe Kamala Harris or Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren when they say that the system doesn't work. Everyone feels like they don't have a shot. Guess what? Everyone does. And I, you know, you said earlier you were from New York. I live in New York, and every day I meet someone who has lifted themselves up, who believes in this country because of the opportunities they've had. And honestly, it's all around us. It's our Chinese doorman whose daughters are going to Harvard, or it's the cab driver who, you know, from Egypt, who came to this country with absolutely nothing, that I met about 6 months ago, whose daughter is in medical school. I mean, these are great stories. And how you can pretend to the American people that it isn't so, it just makes you want to bang your head against a wall.
Yeah, and you're talking to someone who's got that exact great story, because I'm the son of a butcher. I'm an SOB, and my dad was a butcher with a white apron on with bloodstains on it, and got up and went to the meat market in New York City every single day at 3 a.m. with my grandfather. Hated it every step of the way, by the way. Hated his life. But he always said, you're going to go to an Ivy League school, son. And I got into Columbia University. Is America great? Damn right America's great. So
that's right.
God bless America.
You know, those are stories that if you try and find them, they are everywhere. And
everywhere.
Anyway, it's the American dream. I believe in it 100%. And I think anyone willing to work hard, play by the rules, et cetera, can get ahead in our country. I don't think there's an ounce of proof that is not the case.
Well, that's why everybody in the world wants to come here. Why do they all want to come here, by the way? It's so terrible. All right, Liz Peek, thanks for coming on. She is a columnist for Fox News and The Hill. Her website is Liz, L-I-Z, Peek, P-E-E-K.com. Liz, have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks so much for having me.
Wayne Allyn Root, War Now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.